After a series of tragedies in which mental illness has been a factor, police across the nation are being taught how to recognize and react to people who may be struggling with mental disorders.
As the booking officer, what did you notice of the person you were trying to book?
I saw different facial expressions. You know, eyes looking left to right, trying to find out where they're going, smiling, frowning.
This training session in Massachusetts was documented by WGBH-TV in Boston. But closer to home, a group of Chesterfield County officers had a chance to become more closely acquainted with mental illness. We learn more from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project.
A Richmond Times-Dispatch article written by Bill McElway describes how police officers in Chesterfield County recently met with James Gibson, who's a former firefighter who also suffers from bipolar and schizoaffective disorders.
His illness reached a crisis point when he tried to steal a fire engine in Winchester. Gibson spent some time in Western State Hospital in Staten. He's now a resident of the Gateway Homes Treatment Center in Chesterfield County. And he met with police to try and give them a better understanding of what a mentally ill person might be going through.
Exactly. Crisis intervention training has been available for decades to police officers in Virginia. And the officers in Chesterfield have also talked with mental health providers and visited psychiatric wards. But most police forces only deal with simulated examples of what a mentally ill person actually endures. So the opportunity to talk with Gibson, on the other hand, that provided a real firsthand perspective of mental illness to the officers. And additionally, the fact that Gibson actually had experience working as a firefighter meant that he can see both sides.
And Katie, with more people now being treated in community settings rather than in hospitals, this is even more critical.
Crisis intervention training has taken on greater significance in recent years because of exactly that.
Our next story is from Hampton. It's by Elizabeth Hewlett with the Virginian Pilot, and it's about a mother who got a surprise when she decided to stop her daughter's martial arts lessons.
Yes, Natalie Lago, a Hampton Roads woman, did want to break her contract and stop her daughter's martial arts lessons, but when she tried to, her dojo took her to court, which is something this same dojo has also done for other families who have tried to discontinue lessons.
Well, what's the legal issue?
The reason for this is because dojos are currently exempt from the Virginia Health Spa Act, which allows people who sign a multi-year contract to get out of it after 1 year with 30 days notice.
Are dojos health spas?
The Act defines a health spa as something whose primary purpose is to sell memberships in a program that consists primarily of exercise with machines or devices, or whose purpose is to sell the right or privilege to use the machines or devices. And this does exclude dojos.
Katie, this has been noticed in the General Assembly.
Senator Mamie Locke tried to prevent situations like Lago's from occurring in the future by introducing a bill this session that would have eliminated this exemption for dojos. But the House Commerce and Labor Committee voted to continue the bill into 2015, citing the possibility that it may have unintended consequences.
Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.